in my opinion, it's so nice that we can just come together and just speak and discuss all these things about God. I feel very grateful, really, for being able to give such seminars and to be in the association of all of you. I think it's a great blessing to just take time out of our earthly life and totally concentrate on the subjects of the spirit. I think that's very, very great. So, yes, we will start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Om, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I have not to just get the melody right. It's a certain raga. How does this raga go? Yeah. Then this is how the first. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. No. We take another one. Mystical Indra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hey!
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Sila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva
Do you have your papers ready? Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo
Gaurango Dvijanayaka
Gaurango Dvijanayaka
Nyatinam Dandinam Chaiva
Nyatinam Dandinam Chaiva
Nyasinam Chashiromani
Nyasinam Chashiromani
Raktam Varadara Shrimam
Raktam Varadara Shrimam
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Sri Shachinandanastata It says that person who recites these 12 holy names of the Lord 3 times a day will achieve the perfection of all their best desires and will attain pure devotion unto the divine lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So when we chanted the last time this evening, all your best desires will be fulfilled. Those who want children will get children. Those who want love will get love. Those who will get want money will get money. And those who want Krishna will get Krishna. So already focus on your desire, on your best desire. So let me just summarize where we are in our little seminar. Also, today we have the pleasure of Kunya Biharini's association, so she should also know where we are. The idea of this seminar is Lord Chaitanya is here. We can contact him, but we have to learn how to approach him so that we actually meet him. This seminar is like a journey which starts by going through the paramparas. We talked a little bit about the need of the spiritual master as a guide into that inner area where we meet the Lord. Then we talked about going through the devotees of the Lord. We heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't only come as a guru, he comes also as Shrivas, that is the living entity in the role of a devotee. I would like to talk a little bit more on Shrivas Thakur's role, because it's so essential for us devotees to go through the devotees. There was once a Brahmana called Gopal Chakravarti. He had offended Shrivas Thakur by placing items before his door which hinted at the possibility of Shrivas Thakur being a tantric. You might have noticed or known that in the beginning of our movement, the first kirtans were exclusive kirtans. That means only pure devotees were invited to take part. When they all had entered the court of Shrivas Thakur, there was a doorman who closed the door, and no one was allowed to enter. Not even there was this one brahmachari who only drank milk. He was also not allowed to enter. The mother-in-law of Shrivas Thakur was forbidden entry. Only the pure devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were admitted. So one brahmana wanted so much to know what they were doing all night behind closed doors, but he was sent away, and to take revenge he put the articles before the door which are used in sexual rituals, tantric rituals. There was this red flower, the palasha flower, and some alcohol, and some red sindur pot. These are all things which are used when tantric men are meeting tantric women for their sexual activities. So he wanted that all of Navadvipa in the morning would go by the closed door of Shrivas Thakur and see these articles, and would then think, oh my God, now we know what they do. It's almost as if I put 10 preservatives before the temple here, before that naked man who's coming out of the door, and then people who come through will think, oh, the Hare Krishna, now we know what they do. Someone lost his important item there, and now we know what they do, what they really all are all about. It was really an offense like anything. So as a result, to this Vaishnava apparat against Shrivas Thakur, this Gopal, what was his last name? Can anyone help me? Chapal, thank you, not Chakravarti. Gopal Chapal contracted leprosy and was, like it was done in medieval Europe and also India, he was requested to go outside of the village. He had no social contact. When, you know, there is some information, I once heard that in Laibach, this is now Ljubljana, there was also lepers, and they were put into a leper colony. You know, no one wanted to have anything to do with them, so that they didn't contract this infectious disease. So Gopal Chapal was also outside, and after some time, one time Gauranga Mahaprabhu passed by, and he, Gopal Chapal, said, "Look at me. I regret I did such an offense against Shrivas. Can you please help and accept me?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strong. He said, "Never, never, never. You have offended my dear devotee Shrivas. You can go to hell now. I will not save you." That was the first time and only time which we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reacted so strongly. He wouldn't accept a Vaishnava aparadi. He turned his back to him and went away. Gopal Chapal was finished. Then another time he came by, and again Gopal Chapal, who was really, you know, his limbs were melting. He was really suffering. Mahaprabhu was asked by him, "Can you not forgive me? You are forgiving everyone." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I'm not forgiving you. You have committed an offense against Shrivas. The only one who can save you is Shrivas Thakur." And then Gopal Chapal went to Shrivas Thakur. He was forgiven. Gopal wanted to become, as it was customary in olden days, to become the disciple of Shrivas Thakur. You know, when there were two philosophical contrahents and opponents, you know, measuring their intellectual strengths against each other, the loser usually became the disciple of the winner. But in this case, Shrivas did not accept Gopal Chapal. He thought, since he was so much against me, I mean, I don't want to have a disciple who is also still has some remnants of being against me. So he directed him to go to Purushottam Das, a great devotee, and to take initiation there. And Purushottam gave this Gopal Japal initiation and a new name, Devakinandan Das Thakur, he said. And as Devakinandan Thakur, this Gopal really had a lesson. He had a superior knowledge. He knew you can only come to Krishna through his devotees. And he wrote, therefore, a very famous song. It's called the Sri Vaishnav Sharana, or Surrender to the Vaishnava. It's a song which is sung in the Gaudiya line by the Gaudiyas every morning, because when you sing this song, you become free from the inclination to make offenses against devotees. Do you sometimes have in your heart this inclination? I have it very strongly, you know. It's something which is there, isn't it, Radha Mohan? It is when someone is a little different than us, or we don't understand him, or he smells like a graveyard, then we begin to say something, and that's the Vaishnava aparad. It's very dangerous. So Devakinandan wrote this song against Vaishnava aparad. Do you want to know it? I will just. Vrindavani basa jati Vaishnavera gana Pratame vandana kori Sabaracharana. First of all, I offer my worship to the lotus feet of the residents of Vrindavan, all of whom are Vaishnava. Then he goes to the residence of Jagannath Puri. Then he worships the residents and the devotees of Navadvip. Then he worships everyone in Godadesh. Then he says, with upraised arms, I worship the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's dear devotees wherever they may reside, even in Ljubljana. Oh, sorry, that is not in there. Wherever the devotees are, they have my obeisances. It means also devotees of other lines, of other devotees of wherever they are, in whatever country, in whatever Vaishnav connection they are. With straw in my teeth, I worship the lotus feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that ever were in the past or that ever will be in the future. And he says, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are deliverers of the most degraded persons. Being greedy for that deliverance, this sinner surrenders unto them. In other words, a Vaishnav can tell you, go to Krishna. A Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord, can save you from your present condition, and therefore they need to be worshipped. Now in ISKCON we always asked, yeah, but what is with devotees who are little? Do I also have to worship them? See, if you want to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is very clear. You cannot offend his devotees. Mahaprabhu was, when he came back from Puri, he was met by a Brahmana, and the Brahmana said, my dear Mahaprabhu, I thought in this Kali Yuga there are no real Vaishnavas, and I also thought it's not possible to chant the holy name purely, and therefore made offenses against Vaishnavas. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him. He said, when you speak the glories of a devotee, that's like drinking nectar. If you speak about his faults, that's like drinking poison. When you drink nectar, you become healthy. When you drink poison, you become sick. Once you have allowed your mouth to drink poison, the only counteraction is that with the same mouth which has drunken poison, you have to drink nectar. So if you have once allowed your mouth to speak bad about Vaishnavas, then the only medicine you have is to speak good about Vaishnavas. That's how he was. So Vrindavan Das Thakur asked, what if he can't understand Vaishnavas? And he now gives a very interesting perspective, and I really beg you to listen to this and see what it does in you, how you think about it. He says, devotees in general carry Krishna who makes them act, and sometimes one cannot understand how they act. Lord Krishna, for instance, entered the body of Bhrigu Muni and caused the following incident to take place in order to broadcast the glories of devotional service. As the devotees always sing the glories of Lord Krishna, Krishna increases also the glories of his devotees. And the example is Bhrigu. Bhrigu arrived unnoticed to the Lord and kicked the Lord when he was together with Lakshmi, who massaged his feet. Imagine this very intimate scene. Lakshmi is there massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is there feeling relaxed and maybe talking confidential things with Lakshmi. All of a sudden, from the back, without the notice of the Lord, Bhrigu comes and bang, kicks him in the chest like Bruce Lee. The Lord immediately got up and affectionately offered obeisances to Bhrigu. Lakshmi, who was instructed by the Lord with a sidelong glance, don't become temperamental now, joyfully washed the feet of Bhrigu. They offered Bhrigu a sitting place and gave him sandalwood pulp on his face. Then the Lord begged forgiveness. He said, I was unaware of your arrival, therefore I didn't get up. Water which has washed your feet can even purify the places of pilgrimage. All the brahmanas and rulers of the planets who are in my body have been purified because I have sprinkled the foot wash on my head. Why did Vishnu react like this? Vishnu could understand that there was a purpose in Bhrigu's action, and that Krishna had guided Bhrigu to act in this way. My dear devotees, this is a very deep point. Everyone and everything moves under the control of Krishna. And when you have any devotee who does anything to you, it may even look that this devotee is a little intolerant or racistic or what else, but Krishna has made him act like this. Krishna has taken, brought this scene in your life to come about like this. This is a very high perspective, but it's a spiritual perspective. See, when I almost died 3 years ago from the surgery, my doctor came to me and said, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I did wrong, but something went wrong. Otherwise, it was a harmless surgery. Otherwise, you would not have reacted so strongly. And I told the doctor something which I was very deeply convinced of. I said, "My dear doctor, don't be puffed up. You are not the controller here. Krishna is the controller. He has used you to give me a lesson in humility and a lesson in dependence. Everyone, including you, are moving under the control of the Lord. That's my firm conviction. Therefore, I have forgiven you all this. You couldn't have done it in another way because you were made to act in this way." The doctor looked at me because he had been afraid that I would make a court case against him. And now when he heard me saying this from the depths of my heart, he's very convinced of spiritual life now. He's a very nice man. He became very nice. So, my dear devotees, you can. It is said only by the mercy of Krishna can you understand a Vaishnava and why he does things. Only if Krishna gives you the vision. But we don't always have the vision. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I have found a wonderful solution to this problem. What to do when a devotee acts in a way we can't understand?" He says, "My solution is one should always glorify every devotee and behave humble with all." Because you never know, was that Krishna who made him act, or was it maybe the devotee who was a little bit in his conditioned nature for a little while? Because it's so difficult to know what is what, better is to invest on the safe side and glorify the devotee and behave humble with him. And Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says, "One who greets..." This, I will make that music so that you want. "One who greets a devotee, joyfully offers his obeisances, is a devotee himself and able to purify the three worlds." Now, listen very carefully, my dear devotees. If a person who, even after hearing harsh words from a devotee, remains tolerant and offers the devotee obeisances and converses with that devotee, then there is no doubt that this person is a Vaishnava. Even if the devotee says to you, "You nonsense." I don't know if you sometimes have heard this. In the old times, we thought this is a good way of purifying someone. There was a lot of harsh words, unfortunately, because we just, you know, Prabhupada had such a direct way of dealing with his disciples, and we wanted to imitate Prabhupada, maybe, I don't know. So sometimes we were harsh, but here it says, even if you hear harsh words and you remain tolerant, you speak with that devotee and so on, then there's no doubt that you are a devotee. I personally am convinced that Krishna sends us devotees to make us devotees. And that even we come into certain situations with devotees because we have to learn certain ways which we can't learn in any other way. Therefore, Krishna arranges that we meet certain devotees and that we become also separated from certain devotees. This is my deep conviction, and I want to share this today because, remember, we want to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wants that we go through his devotees. Now, I will go to the next tattva, my favorite, the Lord's incarnations. For this tattva, Advaita Acharya on your left is in charge. No, first we were on the far right with Srivas Thakur. Now we go on the far left to Advaita Acharya, who blissfully stands there. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, "What kind of Vaishnava do you think Advaita Prabhu is?" Srivas was thinking. Well, he is such a great devotee. He's similar to Shukadev Goswami and Prahlad. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu jumped up and said, "Srivas, what did you say? Your words give me great distress." And he ran and picked up a fishing rod and threatened to beat Srivas Thakur. "You don't know who Advaita Acharya is." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the nickname. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one nickname for Advaita Acharya. Nada. Nada means the shaker. Because, and then he explained it, "I was peacefully resting in the spiritual world, and then Nada shook me up with his loud chords. Yes, Shukadev and Prahlad are liberated souls, but in comparison to Advaita Acharya, they are only children." Now, the question is then, who is Advaita Acharya? I have gone through a little research for you. Advaita Acharya is an amazing personality. My dear devotees, listen to this and become happy in your heart. Once Sadashiva sat with Yogamaya in his own planet, and he said, "Yogamaya, the shadow of you, which is called Mahamaya, is bewildering all the living entities in Kali Yuga. How will they become free from your influence?" And Yogamaya said, "It's only if my master comes and delivers them. It needs Krishna himself to deliver them. They are so much in Maya." At this moment, Mahavishnu came and saw Sadashiva. And Sadashiva said, "My dear Mahavishnu, I'm just thinking and thinking and thinking how the conditioned souls can ever be liberated." Mahavishnu said, "I thought about the same thing." "Oh," said Sadashiva, "you are also thinking about liberating the people in Kali Yuga." "Yes," said Mahavishnu, "I see you are the greatest devotee." And Sadashiva said, "You are the most merciful Lord." And they embraced. And they danced in one form, and they became one Lord. Hari Hara. Have you ever been in Mayapur and seen the Harihara Chetra? There is a form which is worshipped half Vishnu, that is black, and half Shiva, that's white. They embraced because they felt so much compassion. They felt one in their compassion, that mood. So they became very, very ecstatic. And as they were dancing, there was a voice of the Lord, of Krishna in the sky. "O Harihara, you will be known as..." Advaita. Oh, my dear devotees, you are so tired today. Oh, Harihara, you will be known as Advaita. Simply by chanting my holy name, one can be delivered in the age of Kali. I want you to appear on earth and deliver the fallen souls in the age of Kali. You may petition me to appear there as well by chanting my holy name. I will then appear along with my father, mother, associates. Because I am attracted by your love and devotion, I will certainly advent along with. Baladev, or best of the spiritual people. So, Advaita Acharya came and sat on the bank of the Ganga and prayed and prayed and prayed. Prabhupada, he said, he prayed so loud and he sang so loud that with his loud voices he shook up the Lord who was sleeping, and the Lord said, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And he came down as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Actually, it's described that Advaita Acharya was in Shantipur and he offered to his Nishinga Shila these flowers. Come, 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 come. And then he threw the flowers into the Ganga. Now, the flowers started to swim upstream, not downstream. Advaita Acharya looked where the flowers went, and they were flowing against the stream of the Ganga until they came to Navadvip, where there was one woman taking her bath. And the flowers all went in a circle around her. Can you imagine who this woman was? God, finally! Mother Sachi was there, and that was the flower Pushpa, the Pushpanjali of Advaita Acharya. Who is Advaita? How did Advaita Acharya make his appearance in this world? Well, he came as the son of Kubera Pandit, who was the priest of King Divya Singha. They had a son whom they called Kamala Kanta. That's the boyhood name of Advaita Acharya. And this son used to always dance in ecstasy and be delighted. Kamala Kanta made friends with the prince of the young son of the king Divya Singha, and the prince one day said, you are always chanting the names of the Lord, let's play. Why do you dance to the name of the Lord? Are you a religious fanatic? Then Advaita Acharya, you know, Kamala Kanta, he was just a little boy, he went like this. Shiva, Mahavishnu, is quite a strong person. And then the boy fainted and was dead. Kamala Kanta, you know, a lot of power is there in him. Sadashiva Mahavishnu, he hid in the bushes, and the king was informed and came, my son has died. Why did he die? Someone said, Kamala Kanta made a loud noise. So the king thought, he's just a boy, Kamala Kanta. You can't be angry with the boy. Then Kamala Kanta came out of hiding, gave a tulsi leaf and Ganga water, and said Hare Krishna in the ear of his little friend. And the boy went up. And he said, I will never again criticize you. It's safer to not criticize you. This was the boyhood. Now, once Kamalakanta went with his father Kubera Pandit and the king Divya Singha and the prince into the Durga temple, and everyone offered their obeisances to Durga Ma, Parvati Uma, the goddess. And when they came up, they saw that the little boy was standing like this. Kubera Pandit said, "Son, you're supposed to make your obeisances. Why do you stand like an atheist?" And Kamalakanta said, "If I would bow down to my wife Durga, she would be ashamed." Offense, offense! "This you say in front of the king?" said Kubera Pandit to his son. "Yes." And then Kubera Pandit said, "You are my son, and you are going to bow down before the goddess." Kamalakanta then bowed down, and when he was down on the ground, the deity, it was a big deity, broke into two pieces. A dog came out. "Why do you do this? Why did you tell my husband to bow down to me?" Kubera Pandit was, I didn't know. From that moment, everyone left Kamalakanta alone. They knew he is somewhat special. After the death of his parents, he went to Gaya, then to the south, where he met Madhavendra Puri and got instructions from him. And then Kamalakanta went to Braj, where he had the personal vision of Lord Krishna. My dear devotees, listen how Krishna appeared to Advaita. Krishna came with the color of a monsoon cloud, with a peacock feather, with a pearl hanging from his nose, and a yellow dhoti. There was the sound of anchor bells, shoop, 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 and he walked. The sound of the flute. And Krishna said, "O Sadashiva, I am so happy that you have arrived in Braj. Please distribute my devotional service. In the age of Kali, people have become so forgetful of me. Please remind them. Deliver the fallen souls by distributing my holy name for you, for my holy name, so that you know that what I said to you was not a dream. I tell you, I'm waiting for you over there in the court, in the grove." Grove means like in a forest. So Advaita, after having this vision, went to the forest, and there he saw this most beautiful deity. He's about here, big. This means even a little bigger, but I'm so small, 30 centimeters, because it's the deity of Madan Mohan. This deity is now worshipped in Karoli, in Rajasthan. You can still see this deity. Krishna appeared in this deity for Advaita Acharya. Later, this deity was worshipped by Sanatana Goswami. Yes. And so, Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy. He carried the deity to a place near the Yamuna and got some pujaris to worship him. Later, when Advaita Acharya was on Braj Mandal Parikrama, that means circumambulated Braj, the Muslims came because they had heard there's this beautiful deity, you know, this extremely beautiful and large deity, and they came to break the deity. When Madan Mohan knew the Muslims are coming close, the pujari was just somewhere else. He ran from the altar and hid in a bush. In the evening, Advaita, so the Muslims came, looked at the altar, and there was no one on the altar. We were wrongly informed. We thought he is a deity and we can break him. So they went away. And when the pujari, but when the pujari came back, he thought the Muslim had taken the deities from the altar to Mathura. See, the Muslims would cut deities and make little pieces like this and give them to the other Muslims who sold meat, as you know, things. They would put the weight here, the broken part from the deity, and the meat here to humiliate the brahmanas. Terrible. So the pujari thought his beloved Madan Mohan had been taken by the Muslims to do such terrible activities with him, and he became crazy. He went to the Yamuna and he just sat in the Yamuna and cried. In the evening, Advaitachari came back from his Brajmandal Parikram and found his pujari crying. But what happened? Pujari couldn't speak. He could only say, Madan Mohan is gone. My life will leave me in 1 hour or two. And Advaitacharya went to the temple. And there, the altar was empty. So that night he went to sleep. Then Madan Mohan appeared to him and said, I've been hidden in this bush here because there you were gone. I mean, if you would have been there, you would have just shouted and all the Muslims would be blown away, but you were not there, so please get me from such and such bush. I'm waiting there for you. So again, Advaitacharya went and installed the deity. Later, the Lord told Advaita, in 2 days or 3 days, my devotee Damodar Chobe will come from Mathura, and I want to be worshipped by him. You let me go with him. Advaita said, but then you are gone. What should I do? Then the Lord said, I have something else for you. I will come to you in a picture which was painted by Vishakha for Radha Radi. This picture is still here, Braj. It's at such and such place. So Advaitacharya found that picture according to the direction and installed it, and it's still worshipped right here. Yeah, so Advaitacharya was later marrying. He married who? Sita Thakurani. Sita Thakurani was found by her father Nrisimha on a lotus flower. This little girl, as a little girl like this, and father took Sita, and when he brought Sita home and presented her to his wife, then only Sita grew into her Sita form. Sita is very, very extraordinary. You know, when a woman is married, then on that marriage day, she should serve the guests of her husband. So Sita had cooked for all the guests, and she was distributing the prasadam to all the guests of Advaitacharya when a wind came and blew her sari a little bit away. So she couldn't do anything because she had her hands full with the pot and the spoon. But everyone saw at that time a mystical wonder. They saw how two extra heads manifested in Sita. Sita quickly took her sari and adjusted the sari. Now one day, as Advaitacharya lived in this Grihastha ashram with this wonderful goddess, his disciple Ishan came to Advaita and said, "I have a question for you." Advaita said, "What is your question?" And Ishan said, only one question. He said, "How will the living entities in Kali Yuga be delivered?" Advaita looked at him, and his memory came that he was Sadashiva, who had done austerities for 700 years. At the end of the 700 years, Mahavishnu had come, and they both had sung together and had danced, being overwhelmed by compassion for all of us. And then Advaitacharya remembered how they had both vowed that they must bring Krishna into this world. And then Advaitacharya was overwhelmed by these memories, which came after his servant and disciple had asked him, "How will everyone be delivered?" He roared, "Roar!" and vowed, "I will bring Krishna and his associates to Nadia. That is what I will do." And then he went to the Ganga, fasted, and offered these flowers and tulsi and Ganga water to this Nrisimha Shila. And then finally he called until Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always considered Advaita Acharya his spiritual master, my dear devotees. He one day said to Advaita, "You are the storekeeper of devotional service. Who can attain devotion to Krishna, the association of Krishna's devotees, or Krishna himself, unless you give them devotional service?" You know what is a storekeeper? A storekeeper keeps items in his store. It's like a warehouse. So Lord Chaitanya said, "You have the warehouse of love, not the warehouse of Bauhaus or you know whatever. The warehouse of love." And then Advaitacharya said, "I may be the storekeeper, but you are the owner of what is in the warehouse. Unless the owner gives the order, how can the storekeeper give anything out?" So yes. This is a little bit about Advaita Acharya. Now, I will come to the end of Advaita Acharya, then we make a pause. My dear devotees, there is some great secret. All these members of the Panchatattva are in charge of some special aspect of devotional service. Srivas Thakur is in charge of the Shuddha Nam Rasa. What does this mean? This means the taste of the holy name. If you want to chant better rounds, you go to Srivas Thakur and ask him for the pure holy name. By his mercy, you can be blessed with the capability to chant the Shuddha name now. Now, Advaita Acharya is the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. What does this mean? He is in charge of the regulated path of devotional service, Vaidhi Bhakti, and can help us to become stable in devotional service. If you can't get up in the morning, Hare Krishna, this is something where everyone goes, "Oh yes, this relates to me." Buddhi Pratikalni. If you can't get up, or you can't control your senses, or you always think of women, Hare Krishna, or if you're a woman, always of the men, or if you are, you know, not able to be regulated in your life. I think many of us we feel, oh, this is very, very difficult. I mean, I'm not a brahmachari from Chopati Beach. We feel like that, and so on. Go to Advaitacharya. Ask them for help to become stable in your regulated devotional practice. You must know Advaitacharya is really very, very systematic in his explanation of bhakti. He had a bhakti school when no one else was in Navadvip or in Shantipur talking about bhakti in that area. He gave systematic Bhagavad Gita courses. He is in charge of this area of devotional service. And he looks so respectable. Advaitacharya in this world has a bird because he is very much older to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I once calculated it, but I'm so bad at numbers. It was about 50 years older. And so on. Now, I want to request you to sit in the direction of Advaita Prabhu. We will have a little meditation about Advaita Prabhu, but we will look at his beautiful form, who stands there with his folded hands and lotus eyes, just looking so fatherly and blissful and kind. And we will do this authorized meditation. Advaita Acharya's lotus feet are served by all of the devotees. And he gives benedictions and fearlessness to everyone. He has a bright golden effulgence, strong arms, and a beautiful face with eyes which always look on Sri Gauranga. His body is ornamented with prema bhakti, and today he is covered with a bright pink cloth. At other days he usually is covered with white cloth, as dazzling bright as a white kunda flower. May we always remember Sri Advaita Chandra, the personification of bliss. Kindly repeat. May we always remember. No, I will say it, and then I will first say it, then you please say it. May we always remember.
Sri Advaita Chandra,
the personification of bliss. Hare Krishna. So now you have a little pause. What do you think, because some of you are a little tired, would you like to learn a little Tai Chi? Raj Kishore, is it alright or is it Maya? It's okay. Raj Mahan, no, Raj Kishore is my temple president from Berlin. I have to always be sure that I'm doing everything. Ananta, is it alright? Just a little, nothing crazy, you know. So you need to be back in 10 minutes. We have our timekeeper. Timekeeper Prabhu is here. Good. 10 minutes with your Slovenian watch. And especially you have to ring outside, because inside everyone is already there. But outside, I see you in 10 minutes. Hare Krishna. Maybe in 10 minutes you are awake and you don't need Tai Chi. That would be much better. I will see you and see how tired you are. But let us open the windows. I hope you don't need Tai Chi.